WOJ. WOJ on the FBI. W-8-F-U. W-8-F-U.
What are you doing out and about?
I had a hanker and I saw a something flashed by my feet on Facebook, and it come off the top, so I had to run up to the Polish market and get a slice. While I was there, I picked up a couple other little odds and ends, but that's about it.
Hey, Sean?
Yes?
Did you see the weather advisory for tonight until Tuesday?
I heard there's supposed to be gale force wind.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Do you want to meet somewhere?
I mean, do you have a fully functional unit ready to go, or what?
Yeah, I got the T-Mobile one ready. You got to plug it into the router, an open port on the router down there, but then I can log into it and do, you know, the thing to make it to route over this. But yeah, I've got one completely ready, but I'm like, I just got the weather alert, and I'm like, I don't think it is going anywhere tomorrow.
Well, also, it's not that big a deal. You know, so the 2.6 is standalone. We still got TJ's machine and the UMP. You know, so the 2.6 is rolling along solo. And we're losing the Warren receiver on the 7.2, so it's not like it's the end of the world. So, I don't know. I don't want to pull you out for no reason. And if I have a modem that I can use, you know, and not have to borrow yours. And if you're coming down this way, and I don't mean down here, but, you know, just in this general direction, I'd be happy, but I'd hate to have you run out for just for that.
No
worries.
If you're fine with it being standalone, that was fine. You see how we help.
No, I got it. I and I may still pick you up on it, but I'll tell you what I'm really worried about is if I heard the winds are supposed to be, you know, pretty monstrous, and I'll tell you what, that's I don't know what we're gonna call it. Not really an ice bridge, but that thing. And I'll tell you what, they can't. I don't know if they can suffer another bad one.
Did you notify them?
And it's angled up, so it's ready for a flight.
I told the one of the maintenance guys, the plant operations guys, and he looked like he was busy, getting busy telling people, but I may call my guy from that particular carrier and say, hey, you know, I don't know if you know who's responsible for this particular site, but they got a serious liability issue that they better tend to stat. I might do that when I get home.
Okay, because they just put out the slide deck, and they're saying west wind 15 to 25, gusting to 40. Peak winds will be noon to 5 p.m. on Monday.
So you planning on going out anywhere today? I mean, you know, you're going to be out, you know, like, don't you dare say, yeah, I was going to Great Lakes Crossing, you know, and then you weren't.
Honestly, no, I wasn't planning on anything except for my nieces are coming over. My niece is coming over. She's going to stay with us because I got no school tomorrow and Tuesday. And, you did mention Great Lakes Crossing. There was a seafood thing there, but I think Michelle vetoed it until my parents can come with us kind of deal. But no, I wasn't planning on going anywhere.
All right, cool. Let's leave it at that because there's nothing so critical that I can't wait, you know, a little bit. You know, we'll get something in there on the short term, you know, to get it up and running until I can work something out to get the rest. I got the mount on order. I don't know if you saw that or not, but the mount, I'm not confident we can get that thing fixed in any way that it'll be because that it's so critical for the alignment. I'm not convinced we could fix that thing to the point where it would be functional. So I just ordered one off eBay, believe it or not. So it should be here Tuesday, I think.
Okay, yeah,
no,
If it was $5, I'd weld it and say, there you go, but given that, I'm sure it wasn't too expensive.
Go ahead, Wally.
No, I was just thinking if you and I were bored tomorrow, Sean, if they don't fix it, right around 1 o'clock, you and I could go have lunch down there and eat in the parking lot and wait for it to take off because there's nothing holding that. And, you know, putting that microwave back up where it was, if they put that tunnel back down, they're going to damage your stuff again because it flew over the top of it. And I think that the only reason the thing didn't go completely airborne, I think the microwave was what slowed it down. Go ahead, Fred.
So glad we could do our part for helping them.
Well, you know, John and I went back and pulled it, so it's no longer there. So they're not gonna monkey us up anymore. But we're not there to help them either. They're the other side of us, and the winds will come out of the west. So we'll be of no help this time.
Yeah, it ain't gonna take much for it to go. Jeff said that, and I don't know this, but Jeff made a comment that he didn't think that coax served any purpose anymore. Anyways, he says now it's all Cat 5 stuff. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, that is power and fiber all in a bundle. It looks like coax. So that's probably what that is. They took all the extra coaxes out of it and replaced them with the power and fiber bundle like that.
Yeah, that's what we call radio over fiber or whatever. That's all fiber now. And like Fred says, probably some power. They would have pulled all the coax out of there, you know, a while back when they did the upgrades. And so now this, you know, this big tray that used to handle all these coax, you know, the radios used to be inside and then they would run to the antennas. Now the radios are outside and all they do is run, you know, fiber to them, fiber and power. So that's all that's there. So there's really nothing, you know, to hold it. It did have some heavy, heavy grounding straps, you know, that were all secured to the structural steel and all that. So, you know, cross fingers that those will hold, you know, hold the show. They may have very well held it, you know, last time around. But those were unusually high winds, record setting, in fact. So, you know, are we going to see that again? Like two, you know, in the same month, two record setting winds? So I'm confident, but it ain't going to take as much this time, so there's that. I don't know. All right, let me get inside with my goodies, and I'm going to see if I can find my guy and give him a call and put him on alert. Dove, you hit it.
Yeah, that thing goes for a flight. Somebody could get hurt really bad. Talk to you guys later. Go ahead, Bryce, finish up. Talk to you later. WD.
We just want anybody to come back and say, well, we didn't know. There you go. All right, WS.
KF8BOT.
W8FSM. W8FSM.
Yes.
Finally, it's a big round, but I got a hold of my guy, and they are on it like stink on poop. So he's going to let me know, but I think they're going to be bugging out a crew today.
Well, as they should. So that's good. That's all you can do at this point, but then they can't say you didn't.
You know, it's not my site, and I got a hold of plant operations, but I don't feel comfortable. So I called him and said, look, it ain't my site. I go, but I can't rest well until I know you're on this. And so it was good for me to do this because I have no idea if that plant operations guy was going to get the right people or have the right amount of urgency. So now I know it's in the right hands. Also, I said, I go, there's a matter of, our dish got whacked. I go, so I might ask you for some help on that. I go, but I'm not worried about that right now. I'm just worried about your stuff. And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, we'll talk about that. We'll get you squared away. So all good.
Sweet. Well, and it's always good to make sure you go, you know, make those calls every now and then just to say howdy.
You know that, especially when you with the boots on the ground guys. You know, I deal all day with the everyone from the legal teams for contractual stuff, which I hate those people with a passion, to other manager types that, you know, assign people that actually get to work on. When you actually got a number and got a guy that, you know, boots on the ground, gets work done, that's the number you want.
Exactly.
All right, anyhow, I just wanted to throw that out there. Wally, you listening? He's probably getting a pedicure. All right, I'm going to get to my Kramovka.
KBSWR. KBSWR.
508's connected and it's sending a logic out to key it. I'm launching the logic, but nothing coming back.
What was that?
I said the node is connected, the USB is connected, and it's sending logic towards the controller, so at least that thing was working.
Okay, Mike just texted me. He can hear me now. Thanks. Keep it SWR.
Yeah, I had it set to reboot at noon, and it's been connected for 4 hours, so it's 4 o'clock, so there you go.
Mike said all the bacon's going to be gone by the time you get there.
Actually, I'm not very hungry. I had a pretty good breakfast lunch.
All right, I got to get back to radio install. Here it is, still here.
All right, when you first were keying up, you had a hum, just so you know, on the initial key up, and then it went away. But the last two, you were fine.
That was on the radio inside the shop in my pickup. It's a handheld standing at the door looking out the window.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
KBSWR.
WFX1.
Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Now, if you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network link repeaters, you may also check in on this net. Please call KDREP.
NAW, I just got the net up.
NAW, Roger, thank you very much. I'll put out another call then here in just a minute. NAW, KD, NRC, you are also loud and clear. Out.
Roger. NAW, Monterey.
Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. You may also check in on this set if you are listening via the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link Repeater System, UHF or VHF. Please call KDH-REC.
RHB, this is November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, NAWRO, Tim, Tango India Mike, in Macomb County.
November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Tim, Roger, got you in there. Thanks for checking in. I got you, you are number 5 on the list, over. Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you wish to check in, please call KD8RHB. Thank you. Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-in for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Bob, you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Late Repeater System, UHF or VHF. You may also check in on this net. Please call K88RHB.
The India 8 X-ray WI8X, Chris and Wayne County, in and out.
Chris and Wayne County, this is K88RHB. We give you your call again one more time, over.
The India 8 X-ray WI8X. I used to be N8FZT.
Roger, I got you in there. Thanks for checking in, Chris.
Hey, that VHF is linked in now. KDSWR, you put me in and out for now.
KDSWR, Jeff, Roger, in and out, and then you got that linked up. Thank you so much.
Romeo Hotel Bravo, taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
So if you are listening on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Link Repeater System on UHF or VHF, you may also check in on this net. Please call K88RHB.
This is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, KC8YVF, Ron EC in Saginaw County.
Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Roger. Thanks for checking in, Ron. I got you on the list. This is KD8RHB. Taking pre-net check-ins for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Please call.
Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Hotel Bravo, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Hornet. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39.32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7.232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via DHF UHF linked repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on DHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. The net is also available on EchoLink, but will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is KDRHB. My name is Brett, and I hold the position of District 5 Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra, November 8 Hotel Echo Echo, November 8 Oscar Bravo Uniform, November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar, Kilo Bravo 8 Sierra Whiskey Romeo, Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call KD8RHB.
Kilo Bravo 9 India Alpha Romeo.
This is Whiskey 8 Fox Sugar Mike Romeo.
Here it is. Whiskey Alpha 4, Lake Lima Delta.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Alpha Golf.
We'll hold it there for a minute. Stations added to the list are Kilo Bravo 9 Indy Alpha Romeo, Whiskey 8 Foxtrot Sierra Mike In and Out, Whiskey Alpha 4 Mike Lima Delta, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Whiskey, and Kilo Echo 8 Alpha Golf. Other stations for the net, please call. At the top with our coordinator, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, and if someone had a relay on the call sign, I didn't got it down right, it was ending in Whiskey India X-Ray, it was Chris, I didn't get a full call sign.
Go ahead,
Max. Alright, good afternoon everybody on the net, this is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. First off, KD8RHB, Brett, thanks for taking that control this afternoon. Just a couple things going on this week as far as us coming around the state or citywide stuff. I'm going to be in Gratiot County on Tuesday evening talking to the group there, give them a presentation. Let me see here. And then also Wednesday, it looks like I've got some homework to get done, and that is I've got to prepare slides for the subcommittee update or the work group update. For Interop, which is for third through steps, and they want that presentation before the end of the month. So, that's my week this week as far as Oxcom goes. I hope everybody has a good week. It is going to be getting cold, so stay warm, stay safe, and stay healthy. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. Back to Matt.
All right, very good, Matt. Thank you for checking in. Yeah, that'll, I'm sure those, the folks in Gratiot will be happy to have you down there. Good stuff. All right, I don't really have any updates here. Just to echo on what Max said was, you know, we this week going to be extremely cold. I know tomorrow night and stuff we're expecting way below double digit below zero wind chill. You know, even basically most of the state's going to be in that condition. Some are worse than the others, but yeah, everybody hunker down for that and stay warm and safe. All right, next on the list is Kilo Whiskey 5 Alpha Sierra. Go ahead, with your comments.
This is KW5F. Good morning, everybody. And yeah, don't know about you guys, but I do plan on doing the winter field day next weekend. Just the house, so it will be nice to do that. And no trouble, the Wolverine that just up the band is really splattering this more this evening. I'm having a little difficulty hearing people because that control has really got a messy amplifier signal. But yeah, I'll be doing the winter field day next weekend. Other than that, just staying more or less close to home. As you know, it's snowing. So other than that, yeah, it, like everyone else, still getting the cold here. But yeah, just wanted to remind everybody, you know, winter field days next weekend. If nothing else, just drive from your home. Get a little operating exercise in there. With that, I'll hand it back to you, KW5A.
All right, very good. Thanks for checking in again, and you're still basically loud and clear here at the bottom part of the state, so you're doing good. Yep, stay warm. All right, next station. Regarding winter field day, yeah, we're couple of the club here and a couple of the clubs were here in Calhoun County. We're planning on doing winter field day as well, so I'll be at one of those and supporting that if work doesn't interfere with that. So, anyways, back to the list. NAOBU, you're up.
Alrighty, nothing here, just monitoring and that. Thank you for being net control. I'll be monitoring if I'm needed. NAOBU.
Alright, very good, sir. Thank you so much for getting things linked up for us today, and appreciate it. Next is November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Tim.
Thanks, Brett. This is NAWRO. My name is Tim. I'm one of the AECs from Macomb County. And, well, we did the January update to our roster, talked to a few people who didn't want to stay with us, and we also got about three new members recently as well. So we're up to a count of 30 active on our roster. Last Thursday was our monthly meeting. We actually, despite the weather, had 24 people attending, and we built tape measure Yagi antennas. We had 15 of them built, and we hope to use them in the future on a fox hunt when the weather improves. Hats off to our DEC, Mike, NAVDZ, for printing the parts and providing all necessary to assemble them. If you haven't checked yet, look at our website, MacombARPSC.org. We are feverishly working on that to improve it. That's all from Macomb County this week. As always, thanks to Central Michigan, Mike and Jeff for the link. And this is NAWRO. Back over to you, Brett.
All right, very good, Tim. I'll have to get down there and check out the website. And also, thanks for checking in. I'm glad you guys are growing your team over there. So thank you very much. Good stuff. Next on the list, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Ron, go ahead.
This is KC8YZF, Ron EC for Saginaw County. We're going to be participating in Winter Field Day as well next week. As of right now, we will have four stations. We're going to have two sideband stations, two digital stations. I have not been able to get either of our two CW operators to commit to next weekend. I've sent them an email, I've called them, left messages, have not heard back, so it looks like we're only going to be I-4 indoor next week. We'll be operating from the Saginaw County Harry Brown Airport Conference Room, where we have operated for the past several years. It always poses an interesting challenge because it is an active airport. We have height limitations. We always put lights on the top of any of the antennas, anything like that. As I always tell them, if someone happens to hit our antenna, they've got worse things to worry about, because we don't go above the height of the buildings, and we're usually close in, tight to one of the buildings, hangars and things like that. So if they get our antenna, they got worse things to worry about. But we always have a good time. We don't always make the most amount of contacts in winter field day, but we do have a good time, good camaraderie, and we get quite a few people that stop out either to just help us set up, tear down, or to come and just enjoy the afternoon and that. So we'll be there from 9 a.m. on Saturday till about noon on Sunday. KC8YBF, back to Nat.
Hear you. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, winter field day, that's the fun of it, is the camaraderie and just getting together and having fun, right? Build big team, too. So thanks for checking in and have fun on Saturday. All right, I'll take a quick standby. Is there any station or stations wishing to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet? Please call KDRHB. Okay, hearing none, we'll go back to the list. Kilo Bravo.
JFAEOR, Columbiaville.
Yeah, good evening, Jared. Yeah, not a lot going on here. It parked on the air yesterday. I just played over 300 contracts. And be doing winter field day next weekend. Temperatures are expected will be a bit of a challenge, I expect. That's all I have back to that control. KD8RHB, KD9IAR.
All right, very good, Don. Sounds like you were bragging about 300 contacts yesterday. So, anyways, I'm glad you had fun. And, yeah, it's going to be a chilly winter field day, it sounds like. But, anyways, glad you checked in. Always glad to have you here. Next on the list is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta. You're up for comments.
Hello, KD8RHB from Whiskey Alpha 4. Mike Lima Delta. Name is Ray, R-A-Y. I'll keep it really short here. I have no traffic for the net. We get in winter field day. I do love to operate CW, but obviously it was sort of kind of quickly of that for the moment. So we'll just keep trying to stay warm here and try to keep our cat out of the snow so he doesn't freeze his tail off. Or me either. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta.
Very good. Thanks for checking in, and yeah, appreciate your comments. Yeah, have a great week, all right? Next station, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey. You're up.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey. I have nothing to report. Just checking in. This is Joe, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Golf Whiskey.
All right, very good, Joe. That's fine. You didn't have anything to report. Appreciate you checking in, and welcome here anytime. Next person is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Alpha Golf. You're up.
Yeah, this is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Alpha Golf. My name is Tom from Lenawee County, and good to hear from you guys. I'm going to have to check out right after this. I have another place to be at, but just wanted to share, even though I'm in Lenawee County, it was good to have Monroe County invite me over to their amateur radio public service monthly meeting, and they discussed NPS and the training for that, and so It was very enlightening and pretty exciting to be in their emergency operations center. Since Fermi nuclear plant is nearby, they have a very nice emergency setup. So that was pretty cool. That's all I have right now. Not doing winter field day, but anyway, back to net control. This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Alpha Golf.
All right, very good. Thank you for checking in and your comments. Sounds like some good stuff going on with you. So, anyways, have a good evening, and hope to hear you next week. This is KD8RHB. Are there any other stations wishing to check in? Are there any stations with additional comments for the net? Call KD8RHB.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Oscar Romeo, over.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Oscar Romeo, roger. Do you have any comments for the net, over?
Yeah, sure I do. This is Todd out of Columbiaville, Northern Lapeer County. We'll be at the field day, too. I noticed some comments. Some people are going to have... which is CW operators, we're going to have two on station, so we'll be probably hitting you guys up there on Saturday. I'm just looking forward to talking to you. Back to you, Ned.
All right, very good, Todd. Thanks for checking in there, and sounds good. Hope you have a good time at field day. So, all right, make another call. This is KD8RHB for Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If you wish to check in, please call KD8RHB. Good. Well, that'll conclude our net for this afternoon. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for Central Michigan Emergency Network for linking the repeaters up. Appreciate that. And everyone, be safe. Stay out of the cold. When it gets that cold, it's no joke. So be safe. Keep your skin covered and all that good stuff, all right? This is KDRHB. The set is closed. Closed down. Out.
Georgia. I'm sure there's been tensions.